everybody. My name is Brian, and welcome to the Spy vs.
I'm gonna even that out in the
edit. Oh yeah,
I'll
fix that up.
Yep.
This is Phil, and that's Brian.
Hi.
And that's Phil. It's right here.
Yeah. Who's that over there?
Fucking Brian. And then nobody.
Yeah.
Oh, not the internet. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Is the third person.
Internet friends.
The fifth wheel.
Yeah. Why don't you? Hey, internet. Why don't you get a room?
Yeah. No shit.
Why don't you guys get a room?
We're back from our hyenas.
Yeah, dude. We had a nice little vacation.
Yeah.
We went away to a very small Don Martin Island.
Yep. I went away to work, and you know I work at night. You work at night.
Yeah.
You know I work alone.
Well, I go to my job at night.
Right. Yeah, I have to fucking work, and that sucks.
You work hard for your money.
I wish I could go to work and fucking
so
not do anything.
So very hard for your money.
It's true.
So you, internet, you gotta treat Phil right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of sore today. I had to move around some big 4x8s of acrylic and shit yesterday. My back already kind of hurt from hauling that fucking monitor out of my car.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, 9 years old, so it's fucking 500 pounds. And
oh, jeez.
Yeah, when I pulled it out of my car, I did the little twist, you know?
It probably has a giant. It probably has a giant cathode ray tube in it, doesn't it?
It sure does.
I just figured out that's what CRT stands for.
No.
Yep.
Just now?
Yep. Just now.
Oh my god.
No, not really.
Oh, because it was just a few weeks ago for me.
Actually, I was thinking about that the other day. Just because, like, you know, you don't really think about what things. It's a CRT monitor.
Mm-hmm.
CRT probably could mean crappy, really. Tremendously
large. Fucking heavy.
Yeah.
What it stands for.
It was awesome. My brother-in-law was looking at, I don't know, TVs and computer monitors at the Feature Shop or the Best Buy or whatever it was. And he was asking some questions of the sales guy who happened to be Chinese.
Yeah.
And he kept calling it an RCD display. And my brother-in-law is like, no, this is for real, too. And my brother-in-law is like, RCD? Like, I've never heard of that. What's that?
Oh, man.
And, like, it was totally LCD, liquid crystal.
Yeah.
And, like, if someone said, if someone who... Well, yeah, like, I mean, if he had the accent and he said it, that would
man.
Make sense. But to call the letter an R?
Yeah.
That's out of control.
Over the top.
I think that guy, maybe he was playing it up for yucks.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he's like, okay, you guys, check this out. I'm gonna put on my best Chinese accent and tell this guy that he's looking at an RCD.
Fucking Rickwood Clister.
say what?
Anyway, I work at night alone, Brian.
Yeah, and I certainly don't. Some days it's pretty close.
I don't talk fucking, okay, so like, you know.
Do you ever think that maybe you've lost your voice? Like one of those days where you stay at home all day and you don't talk to anybody, not even on the phone, and then you like, you have to say something to make sure you still know how to talk. And you're like,
back in the old days.
Oh, and then you're at home alone talking to yourself and you're like, fuck, that's even more pathetic. Oh, right.
The kids that keep me talking every day. But
maybe I should get one of those.
The only time I talk is when I talk to Heather. And then when she goes to bed, then it's like, you know, I don't talk for a long time. So last night,
it's a good thing you have me. Otherwise we'd only be talking about
my vocal
cartoons and toys.
Yeah.
No, I just like, If you didn't have me, you'd only be talking about cartoons and toys and
I see the non-irony
and video games. Okay, right. Good. Just wanted to make sure.
So the only thing I said last night, I was looking in the fridges. We've got too many fridges at work.
Mm.
Because sometimes
too mini as a miniature.
No, we have too fucking many.
Too many?
Yeah, many.
You have far too many.
We have too many mini fridges.
From mini.
We have too many mini fridges.
From mini.
From mini.
From
Munda?
From Minneapolis.
Right. So I was looking in one of them.
Hey, is your police department called the mini a police?
Mini a police? No.
No?
Don't make me do that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'll get hooked on that shit for 10 minutes. See, the only thing I said last night?
Yeah.
I opened the fridge. And I see that there's a 12-pack of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And there was, like, 5 left. And I've bought 12-packs before and left them at work and, like, you know, let people drink them and this and that. So I
sure.
felt justified in taking one.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I said last night that wasn't on the phone to Heather, the only thing I said out loud, was fucking... I thought it was so funny that I had to say it out loud. Like, I thought it in my head. I'm like, no, I gotta say this out loud. Don't mind if I do. I thought it was so fucking clever. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm fucking sweating a Mountain Dew, and I'm like, don't mind if I do, all loud. Like, there's nobody in a fucking four-block radius.
And also... You pronounce do D-E-W, right? It was a pun, too, as well.
I guess. Maybe later I thought of that.
Don't mind if I do.
I heard a silent chuckle to myself.
Yeah, I was laughing, too. Psychically, I heard that shit in my brain, and I was like, ah, someone just made a pun. I get it. I like it. Every time someone makes a pun, A, one of two things happens. A, I hear it, and I feel the pun energy, and or the punergy. And I, Jesus, and then I have a little smile, a little grin, a little chuckle to myself. And then the other thing that happens when somebody makes a pun somewhere in the world is that the baby Jesus cries.
No.
Oh. The baby Jesus dies? He's a little bit inside?
He's an old man by now.
I guess you're right.
He's like the ancient one. He's like.
I think we should all start stopping. Yeah, start okay. Stopping to talk about the baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Baby Jesus, and as Les McLean pointed out, well, not unknowingly to us, that people should stop fucking making Chuck Norris jokes.
Yeah.
So really what we should do is put a beard on baby Jesus. Make him do some kung fu.
If we put a beard on him, people are going to think he's Australian.
And also, you wouldn't be able to tell he's baby Jesus. You'd think he's the regular one.
You'd think he's Joyzus.
What?
Boy be Jesus.
Maybe Jesus is Australian.
Maybe. I don't think anybody's Australian, is there? There's nobody native to Australia.
Well, yeah, like the Aborigines.
No, they're from Aboriginal.
Oh yeah.
Aboriginal-geria.
Yeah. And the rest of them were sent there because it was a penal colony.
Uh-oh. Careful.
A bipedal? Oh, I almost ended the show.
This will be a short show if you don't want to.
Oh, man. Because you know what happens.
Yeah, it automatically shuts off.
Yep. We have it. It's voice activated.
It's not up to me.
Yeah.
It's the,
do you think we'll ever have...
in New York.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking New York City. What do they know?
Let's take a call.
We don't even hardly ever even broadcast there. We're mostly heard in the greater Chicago area.
Yeah.
And... Australia.
Right.
And, what's our other big market?
Oh, Vancouver.
What's our other big Kim's Mom market? I don't know.
Not here.
Internet, I guess, right?
Not here, dude. My fucking brother.
Internet like, USA. He's like, you have a computer?
Dude, I beg... Okay, he's on the computer all day at work.
Yeah.
And then, sometime at home, but he has dial-up at home, so I can understand that. But, like, he's not heard the podcast yet.
Well, shit.
I know.
Bring him over to your house and make him come on.
Yeah, I guess. I could bring him over to my house and talk to him for half an hour. With long pauses where you would be talking. I'm just like, no, shut up.
And then I'll be like,
hey guys, no, listen, hey guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should bring him over and have him on and be like, confront him. Like, why haven't you heard one? You haven't even heard this one.
That's right.
Not even listening now.
What could we talk to him about? Does he like video games?
He fucking loves video games.
Does he like malt?
He loves all his foodstuff choices are nuts. He will like make a giant pot of like the last little bits of everything in his house,
mm-hmm.
and like insist that it's good.
And my mom used to do that.
Flavors
and,
that don't go together at all.
No. Yeah, yeah. My mom used to do that. She used to make casseroles of just kind of whatever was left.
Yeah.
And like, that's one thing, because you know, like, you're having, you know, 8 leftovers in a pot, and you know you're getting that, you know it's not going to be that good, and you prepare yourself mentally to be eating that, to get that over with. But to make matters worse, she always cleverly referred to it as fridge. Like, hey, Mom, what's for dinner tonight? We're having fridge.
That's awesome.
Because she'd be taking all the dregs of everything out of the fridge and serving it up. And, no, it is awesome in retrospect, but when you're a little kid and you hear you're having fridge for dinner and you
yeah.
associate with that, that's a bad scene.
Yuck.
Yeah, so,
Man.
You know what? Yesterday,
you should write a fucking 650-page comic called Fridge.
Yeah. Or maybe I'll call it Black Nets.
Yeah.
And it'll be about a black version of Tom Hanks and a black version of Dan Aykroyd doing a black version of the black TV show called with Sherman Potter.
Sherman Potter.
He was in the original Dragnet.
Oh.
That's not his real name. What was his real name?
Sherman Helmsley?
Potter, Colonel Potter from MASH. The hell was that guy's name? I don't know. Oh, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. You know, people will look it up and like prove it's wrong.
I think that guy's still alive. And he was old back in the day, right? But I think he's still alive.
Old people can live a long time.
Yeah, and I think it's because after you get to a certain point, you just stop worrying about shit. And like, stress makes you old and makes you sick and makes you die. And once you get old, you stop worrying about a lot of things like, fuck, man, I'll just shit my pants right now. I don't care. And when you stop worrying about shitting your pants in public, I think that goes a long way to
life's pretty easy. Help.
That's right. So we should all start shitting ourselves.
No.
Okay. Well, once you reach a certain age, you should be allowed to do that. You should be encouraged to do that.
I suppose. I don't know. I'm just gonna get a furnace installed. I'd rather just like fart thick black smoke from like, and maybe a little ashes.
And then
I want my shit incinerated before it comes out.
You would eat coal?
No.
In your house?
I guess.
Could you like plug into your house?
Oh, okay. Now, I'm hesitant to talk about like, oh, this fucking shit I saw on the internet, because like everyone's listening to us on the internet, so like,
and they probably already saw it.
They probably already saw it. But still, there's one fucking thing that I have to mention. And you know what it is? Everybody's talking about it today, so I know.
Oh, that commercial from Lost?
No. Like, seriously, everybody is like mentioning it and thinking they're like the first person that heard about it. But I'm gonna go ahead and talk about it.
I bet I haven't seen it. Oh wait, is it YouTube? I heard that.
No. Here's what it is. Okay. Now, I know this is kind of played out, but somebody, made
Clint Barton
steam powered Armatron.
What?
Yes.
Why?
To make it steam powered.
But it was already crappy. Like, that doesn't improve on it.
Well, no, but it's like, it's the ultimate fusion of old tech and super old tech, I guess.
Wait, you mean the Radio Shack Armatron robot?
Yes.
Or, because I thought maybe you meant Armatron brand watch.
No.
Wristwatch. A steam-powered wristwatch would be pretty cool. It would keep you warm.
Yeah. But, it's a fucking steam-powered Armatron, dude.
I ain't heard of that none yet, so...
There you go. I just think that's amazing.
If I see a link for that, I won't follow it. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right.
So I'm sorry to everyone who already heard about it. But,
yeah. You know. Before I forget, I was listening to yesterday's podcast. And
what one? What number? What issue?
I don't know. No, I was listening to the malt one, right?
18?
When you were drinking. That's number negative 4.
18.
A.
Yeah.
And when you drank the Malta Goya, I keep calling it Malta because the malt beverage that I drank was just called Malta.
Yeah.
I don't know what brand it was, but that was the brand, but it was called Malta.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it was a Malta cocktail.
Okay.
And when you drank it and you said it tasted like drinking a Whopper.
Yeah.
I was at work. No, you know where this is going. But last night I was at work thinking about it and was like, eh. And then I was like, oh shit, like you meant a Whopper candy, not a Whopper hamburger. I thought you meant it was like thick and bready and...
No.
You know?
Yuck.
Like I drinking a hamburger. I'm like, that's a funny thing to say. Why would you say that? And I think it's because we don't have Whoppers here in Canada. So it took me a little while to... It took me a long, long while to figure out you were talking about candy.
Oh yeah, you... somebody posted a comment, like, did it taste like a veg wop?
Veg wop, yeah. Exactly. And so that... Yeah, it was just weird. See... That's what I love about doing this, is that this show is cool because we get to talk, we get to shoot the shit. That's fun. But what I also like is going back and listening to it and hear all the things that both of us are saying when we're being talked over by each other. Because sometimes we make funny jokes that the other person doesn't necessarily hear or get because we're too busy talking.
I never listen to them again.
You should.
No way.
You should listen to them all in a row.
I hear them a little bit when I
do
that.
No. But you should put them all on top of each other and then listen to them.
Yeah.
And see if we have any common, like, ebbs and flows in conversations and our voice modulation to see if over the course of the half hour or however long, maybe there's a certain algorithm.
I believe there is. On the last one, the one I just put up.
Yeah.
In the background, you can hear some of number two. And there is like, a part where, like, I'm talking.
Yeah.
When I've got the canch. And I'm like, on both tracks, I'm all,
the donkey conch?
Because I don't know if you know this, Brian, but I'm fucking terrible at this. Like, you like the king at talking the face.
Talking the what?
Talking the face.
No.
Making the face noise come out.
No.
No, you talking good.
So?
And then I get all ramped up to like, I'm gonna say this shit, and like I forget what I was gonna say. I got fucking marble mouth.
We should switch one time and we switch places and I'll be like, okay, fucking the name and then
it's not
dude,
cool.
You're not bad. You're not bad.
No, me bad. We're taking auditions for my replacement as of right now.
What?
Yeah.
So no, man.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do. Yep. Yeah, I'll still.
You can't quit.
No, I'm out.
You're too late to quit.
No, we need a replacement. We need a fill-in guy. We need a go-to guy.
We need someone who pronounces things properly. For example, say if there was like a banana type character. Did Sarah ever tell you that you know how when you're typing and when you're saying stuff,
yeah,
you say "Namsen,"
yeah,
which is short form, shorthand, yeah, or "Do you understand? Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you know what I'm saying?" Yeah,
is it "Namsen"? And it's like you know, a lot of people say that, but you type it sometimes. You type it "num
space
sen." Yeah, it's like it's pretty. You know what's going on. And she told me the other day that. For the longest time, she thought she would read it and think it as "Noomsen."
Noomsen.
Yeah, like what
the hell does that mean?
Don't know. And then I was like, "Oh yeah, like Bushi Namza," and she's like, "How am I supposed to know?" Oh. That's my other. That's my other Sarah voice. That's how she
good.
Talks. Did you know that?
That's
every time she says,
"Like,
hey guys,"
that's pretty accurate.
What kind of underwear are you wearing?
Oh,
I'm sorry, yeah. Sarah. I don't mean that. Sarah, she's a bodybuilder mass. She sounds all gruff.
Yeah. Well, barely.
Hey, don't talk like that or I'll punch you in the throat.
You know what made my day today?
when I read the sun coming up. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, not going to explain it.
No, we are.
No.
Okay,
we'll put a link. We'll put a link.
Yeah, we'll put a link.
And it'll tell you what a turd is.
There's a massage board called the Brownie Mission Board. Because these bunch of dudes got together and became the Brownie Mission a couple years ago. And then that
was clown, the clown petition.
Yeah.
Something. When we were first coming up with that name, I think there were a few of us who wanted it.
Mysterio, you got a fishbowl on your head? You sound all weird.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
You underwater?
No, what's going on?
Are you in a bag? I don't know. You're phasing and gargling.
Oh, it's because I'm spinning around in my office chair.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
When you guys were coming up with the name Brownie Mission.
We were doing that thing where you come up with all the possible bad variants of it to get it over with, so you're not like, oh shit, someone called us the Brownie Mission, now we're fucking going to be pissed off. So that wasn't one of the that we, yeah. So, I mean, that's what you do, I guess, probably when you name a child. Right?
Yeah, we did do that. Actually, we did.
And then little did you know that he was going to be called Dispenser.
Every time he hears the word Dispenser on a TV, he looks at me and fucking cracks up. Love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't ever never have that. My name doesn't really sound like anything.
Well, not your first name.
Yeah, well, you know.
You got and shit in your last name. I mean, that's like...
No, I don't.
Well, almost. Surely you got tons of... I'm all self-conscious about swearing now.
I know. And you know why that is?
Why?
Well, should people know why?
Sure.
It's because, there was a thing and we were all talking about this and how swearing in public and whether or not it's good and you should it or you should not and maybe it's reserved only for talking amongst friends. We swear a lot on this show.
Yeah.
But we don't really swear at things and we don't really... It's not out of hatred ever. It's more just
out of love.
Yeah, no, because, I don't know, just because we're cool, man. Cool,
we're blithe.
Cool people swear.
Hell yeah.
And,
that's what, that's, I totally, that's what I thought when I was growing up.
That if you swear, you're cool?
Yeah, I thought, I seriously thought swearing was cool.
And that's why, majority of adults and stuff don't do it, is because they're not cool.
It's true.
So, I don't know. And so, yeah, and so some people were making a big deal, like, oh, it's swearing is the worst, then if you put swear words before other words, then you are no friend of mine.
Oh, man. Does that do this? I will listen? Have...
Oh, that's not what he, it's not what he sounds like. No, if you put swear... If six of my friends put swear words in their language, I would have to seriously reconsider our friendship. Reevaluate.
Didn't Craig Thompson say that?
I think he might have.
Yeah.
Craig Thompson, you read his book.
I read Blankets yesterday, and it fucking infuriated me.
You read it in one sitting on the toilet, right?
I read it in two sittings.
20 minutes. Oh,
I had two brief bouts of diarrhea. No, I read it, and then I read
in your briefs.
I read about 400 pages, and then I read the rest. But I read it all in one day, and that well, shit pissed me off.
It's a quick read.
It is,
and
especially if you skip the Bible verses.
For such an enormous book. It's a big book. It's like if you bought it and you put it on your shelf, it might be one of the biggest books you have.
Probably.
Well, I mean, not even for a comic. Even not for a comic, I mean.
Yeah.
It's big. But
even
sometimes
if you have like the large print version of The Stand.
Right. Uh-huh. right. But didn't it's been a while since I read it, and as I told you, with a lot of things that I read, it's in one eye and out the other, and I don't really retain. And I mean, with anything, I only retain the stupidest facts. Like, if people didn't make a big deal about the pee fight, you know, if that was just kind of like, whatever. Like, because people do make a big deal, because that is a funny, strange thing.
Brian, but spoiler alert.
Shit. that would be the one thing that I remember. Yeah. And that's it. Like, I barely remember the main point of the story and all that. But
the main point of the story is that the dude's a fucking chump. That's the main point of the story.
And it's autobio. Right? Yeah. So, what was I saying? I don't know. It's not necessarily that good, and it didn't stick with me, and it was fast. Yeah. And didn't some of the pages only have like two panels on them and stuff?
Yeah, there's lots of two and three panel pages and stuff, and lots of like splash pages of like him hugging her with like all this paisley and shit around him.
Yeah, the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, like,
I know I'm like the last guy in the world to read it. I mean,
I know. I felt like that too when I read it last year.
Yeah. but I did just get my Nintendo DS, and
right, you're a year behind me.
I'm just.
Oh
yeah,
shit,
exactly.
Dude, watch out! I'll be there for you in a year when fucking hell comes crashing down.
Hell's gonna come crashing down?
Yep. That's what happened to me.
What?
You know?
Oh
with the,
shit! No.
With the thing and the, you know, when you get the rash.
No, it's not all like that. No.
You're not gonna get the rash.
I'm not going to get the rash.
Lucky.
Our lives are not completely parallel.
I guess not.
It's like a sine wave of parallelity.
Plus, you're a year older than me.
Just a year? No.
I think.
You just turned 26, right?
Well, in November.
Yeah. Well, I just turned 29, like, in April.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. Dude, I forgot that you're old.
I've been around. That's right. So you listen to me. I'm the boss.
Okay.
I tell you what to do.
Okay. Sing me.
Yeah.
A song, man.
Okay. What do you want to hear?
Well, you're the boss, so you know what to do.
Touch phantom bones, I think. But you know, fairness and all. Bounce them and hold your face. Brand new life. A brand new life. Brand new life around.
Angela. Mona.
Samantha. Angela. Mona.
Little gay kid that I don't know the name of.
Jeremy
Light.
What was his name? I don't
Cherub?
Chubby Cherub.
Anthony?
No, it wasn't Anthony.
That was because he was Anthony.
Anthony.
I guess we could look it up, but that would defeat the purpose.
Pritchard. Let's just keep trying to think of it.
Jam.
Jam. This is my old buddy from college, Jom Strymner.
Jom Strymner was never on Who's the Boss.
Yeah, I know. And fucking Tony Danza never went to college.
He went to the School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah. School of Fat Lumps.
The School of Hard Cocks, right?
Yeah. I'm not dissing Tony Danza. I'm sure.
The School of Hard Boxing.
Very smart fella.
Tony Danza? No, he's not. Have you seen his show? Have you seen his new show?
The Tony Danza Show?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Well,
it's pretty good.
You think so?
Yeah, he's like a young Carson Daly.
I watched Carson Daly last night for probably the first time in my life. Like, I've seen him on, but usually I flip it and go watch Craig Kilborn. No, wait. Who is on now? Craig T. Nelson. No. Craig. Who? Craig Thompson.
Gunther.
No. Who's the guy? Who's the Scottish guy?
I don't know. I don't fucking. I'm at work then.
Who's the guy who took over for Craig Kilborn?
I'm at work until it's all Girls Gone Wild at fucking Carnivals. Oh,
sweet.
When I get home, that's all that's on TV.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was shocked that Carson Daly had, like, a monologue. Like, he was really following the talk show format. Because he's not a comedian, right?
No.
He's a radio DJ originally. Isn't that what his deal is? And then he was on MTV and all that?
I guess. I
don't really know his racket. But he was doing, like, a whole monologue and jokes. And I'm like, what are you doing? Even all these guys who used to do stand-up and comedy writing and all this, even they can't make a funny monologue. So what makes you?
Exactly.
How dare you?
Even basketball players recovering from HIV can't.
Even that guy.
I was hooked on the Magic Johnson Show. I want there to be torrents of the Magic Johnson Show. I'd fucking download that shit.
I want some reruns of Arsenio Hall show.
Carson Daly Grind Iron Man Challenge.
Carsenio. I want Carsenio. Wait, isn't that a joke that they did on fucking SNL?
What? Carson Daly Grind Iron Man Challenge?
Exactly. No, I think who did? Someone did like a Carsenio, and it was like a Johnny Carson mixed with Arsenio impression that someone did.
I don't know.
I'm sure that happened. If I'm making that up right now, fucking blow up the world. If no one thought of that before, then
you're fucking up.
Yeah, something's wrong.
I think Hawkeye. You know, Hawkeye, the
Clint Barton.
Marvel Comics character, Hawkeye.
Yeah. Clinton Francis?
I think he should marry Jess Fink, and he should hyphenate his last name.
I don't think that's a good idea.
You don't?
Nope.
Clint Barton Fink?
Barton Fink?
I never saw Barton Fink. I don't know what the fuck it is. All I know is the fucking kids on The Simpsons watched it.
Oh, yeah? I never saw that either.
Yeah, they kept saying Barton Fink, because they're all excited about seeing it or some shit.
Simpsons.
I didn't see it. I don't know anything.
Wait, you watch The Simpsons?
Yo, it's my favorite show in the world.
I didn't know that about you.
Oh, yeah. Even though they have all that stereotypical Scottish humor. Oh, it just drives me off the fucking wall. Man, I was pissed off on the last one.
I know.
Spitting
That's
into the
good.
Mic and shit.
Use that.
Yeah. But it made me swear. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. You don't want that.
We're going to lose our readers.
Yep.
Our bookmanship.
Our matter reader lads.
Dude, you're all robot-y today.
I am?
Yeah, it sounds...
Dude!
You're fucking downloading the entire universe right now, aren't you?
I totally was. How about now? How do you like me now?
Oh, now it's fucking crystal clear.
Well, shit, dude. Let's start over. Right. Send me a copy of what we just did.
Okay.
I'll read it out.
All right.
And then, But first, we'll buy new mics.
Ooh.
We should buy new mics.
Why? We already have a fucking middle-of-the-line shit. Top of the
middle-line. I want lower middle-of-the-line. I think our production values are too great. I think people think that we are rubbing it in their face.
No. I'm using cheap stuff. I mean, like, I'm talking into a Shure 57, which
Cheer.
Is my dad's.
And I have a Shure 58, so I win.
Well, not really.
Yeah, dude.
Yours is more, it's tailored for vocals. You know?
Yeah, well, what do you think we're doing right now, asshole?
Mine's for a guitar amp, Mike. No, it's also for vocals.
You are a guitar.
It's in many a good video.
Sheer.
But then,
Sheer.
Are you going directly into your computer?
Yeah. I don't have, like, no mixer shit or anything.
I'm going
I want to get one. Oh, yeah? I don't know what that means. I don't know what anything is, really. Yeah. I just plug things into other things, and if it works, then I'm like. Yeah, I was thinking about getting a little mixer type deal though, so I could plug in keyboards and guitars and whatnot, and not have to you know, go around back, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, if you catch my wake.
Oh, I can feel it.
Oh, shit. And what? Then, okay. So, basically. You know, yeah. All right. You know what I'm really into right now? Let me tell you what I'm really into right now. My sandwich grill.
You're into your sandwich
hey,
grill?
Hey, what's, yeah, my sandwich, hey. I got into it. Hey, what's
is there
going on?
Echo?
I think there's echo. It's fucking, can, is the producer, can the producer please,
electronic devices.
Is there some sort of fucking noise? There's some interference.
Is there some sort of, can you boost the levels on the, yeah.
How's it? How's this?
What is that? What
is there something you can, I think there's problems in New York. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Anyway, you're in your sandwich grill.
So my sandwich grill, right? I'm in it. I'm all up in it. Yeah, I used to have one at my disposal a few years back when I lived in a house with a bunch of people, and I kind of got burned out on. It's one of those sandwich grills where it's not like a panini. Oh Jesus, a panini press. It's not like that. It's one of those ones that you put the bread in and it grills it and it melts all the shit and it fuses the bread together to make little pockets
or hot pockets. Right.
And so yeah. So back in the day, we used to shit. Every shit leftovers in those, there'd be like curry rice sandwiches fridge sandwiches. That's what I'm saying. And I kind of got burned out on those, but I recently acquired a sandwich grill, I can't stop making sandwiches. I can't stop, and I'm starting to put weird things in them again. I already told you about the one that was like artichoke heart and fucking cabbage and
yeah.
Drinking what straws.
What you had spinach. No, you had mushroom, shit cake mushrooms, and fucking cheddar cheese.
And ranch dressing and all this. Yeah, man. And it makes a fine grilled peanut butter and banana.
Oh, that sounds good.
I can't stop it. I'm nothing but sandwiches for me from here on out. Because you can set it.
Well, shit.
Jesus Christ. You can set it and forget it. Okay.
Yeah, like
so,
that.
So what's up?
Speaking of fucking setting it and forgetting it.
Yeah.
You made some cookies yesterday?
Dude, yeah. I baked some cookies, and I left my oven on all day.
How many hours was your oven on?
Okay, well, let's say from approximately 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
Till approximately midnight. My oven, and it's not a gas oven. It's an electric, so don't worry. I'm okay. Yeah. It was on all day. And I came back, and I'm like, it's kind of hot in my apartment. And the weather's turning nice, and it's warm, and it's, you know, it's not as chilly. It's still a little chilly in the evening, but I'm like, man, it's hot in here. I should open the window. Window's open. Man, I should turn off my fucking oven. So, yeah.
What do you think about that, dude?
Who, me?
No.
Well, Internet? Is that you, Internet?
This is the Internet.
Hello, Internet.
Internet.
Hi.
Computer, please calculate the following.
Yeah, what do you think?
What's the following? Please input in an input form.
Oh, well,
calculate the previous.
12. 12 parsecs minus 17 leagues.
How
multiplied by
450 degrees?
At 12 minutes and topped with a slice of Kraft Single.
Mmm.
Kraft Singles,
delicious,
you think?
Cheese covered oatmeal raisin cookies.
That's the answer. thanks, computer.
Who is this?
When you, Brian, and Internet.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you think that when you get that, you know, like processed cheese, like Kraft Singles or like Cheese Whiz or
processed?
Yeah, man, shut up. What? You think there's an A in that word? Yeah, there's a silent A in everything, isn't there?
It's invisible. It's not
yeah,
silent.
Yeah, okay, fine. All right, when you process... Oh, what was the other word that you said? Oh, it's got haps in it. Haps. Haps. Melt.
Haps.
What are the ingredients of beer? Oh, well, you've got your barley, you've got your spring water, you've got your malt, and you've got haps.
Barley and haps.
Okay,
right.
Well, do you think that all that cheese stuff, do you think that's really just, like, really, really loose plastic that we're eating?
Yeah.
Because, like, you
know
how
lots
when you...
of flavor?
Yeah, yeah. But, like, it's not solid plastic. And, like, when you melt it, you know how it gets all, like, gooey and molten, you know?
There
and then when
no
it
roots.
Hardens, it gets that skin on it?
I was wondering if all that stuff is that we're eating plastic.
That's a pretty viable option.
Internet doesn't have all the answers.
Guess not.
No. Not on man-made Internet. Foods. Yes.
Internet
here for your request.
You want to be my replacement?
Your replacement?
Yeah.
Why do you need a replacement?
Mid-season replacement. He didn't test well.
That's right.
Nielsen's? Ooh. Nelson's. Nelson's? Nielsen's.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
Nielsen's. Yeah. They didn't like him.
Yeah.
As soon as you review the results of this one, you'll find that about a minute after I have joined this conversation, I think polls will fall. So you don't
dropping
want this replacement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm recording this right now on my live Nielsen ratings.
LiveNielsen.com.
Somehow live from the future.
Why is it? Okay, I don't quite know television ratings,
yeah.
But my understanding is that the Nielsen type rating system is like a certain percentage of people are given a little box.
Yeah.
Or maybe where you are, a box.
A book.
Okay.
A book.
Yeah, where in the TV shows that they watch are recorded. Not recorded, because that would be like a TiVo.
My wife was a Nielsen family for a while.
Really?
When they were kids.
Okay, so how do you get that? Do you just apply?
Just one time, too.
What the hell, dude? How come I don't get that?
Because
Canada doesn't count, I guess.
I don't know how they get Canadian ratings.
When has Canada ever
mandated?
Don't start that shit, Xander.
Okay, sorry.
It's not funny. It's not funny to make fun of Canada.
Ah! Yeah, okay.
More funny to make fun of cripples.
We had that, too. One time. I remember having to write down in a little book what we watch, what times we watch.
Oh, so it's not a box? It doesn't record?
That's just you.
No,
just
you gotta write down.
Dude, that shit should be a more high tech, okay?
This was like 16 years ago.
Yeah. Before boxes.
BB.
I always thought it was like a little
fucking boxes.
Yeah, exactly. When I said box, I didn't mean like an electronic device. I meant like a suggestion
like
box.
Like a ballot box?
Yeah. And you just like, you drop it in there. And then there's a pneumatic tube that comes at the back. And the little pod goes racing up into the ceiling.
But no, what they should do is say...
What you guys can't see right now is when I was explaining pneumatic tube, I actually made like a cylindrical shape with my hand, and when it shot up in the air, I put my thumb up in the air and I motioned upwards. And I don't need to do that. Nobody's watching.
You're
and
right.
Also, it looked a little bit like I was stroking a cock.
What does that mean?
Cock.
A cock?
Cock.
It's another word
Coke.
For cock, Xander.
Coquette.
Culk.
Culk? I'm Macaulay Culkin.
Come on, Xander.
What's another word for the
penis?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
What is it?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, John.
I feel like I'm expected to say a specific word. And
Jesus Christ. What do you got?
It's gonna happen.
Just a regular, flaccid, good old penis.
Bup, bup, bup.
A regular what now?
Bup.
Flaccid.
Bup, bup.
Regular.
Normal penis.
But
penis.
I don't know.
Could you
know
elaborate on penis?
Could you elaborate on mine?
I would.
Could
love
you
to.
Syllaborate all over it?
All snicked.
How would you say that if you had a cold, Xander? Or say you were on fucking Hoth and you like you lost your tauntaun, and Tom McHenry was like. Looking for
Tauntaun McHenry.
How would you say it?
That's it.
In
that's
those
word,
circumstances.
That's it, man. That's the pinnacle. That's the pinnacle of the show.
Yeah.
Okay. What am I looking to say? I'm looking for Tom to grab my penis.
Bed. But you have a cold.
Bed.
You're outside. It's winter.
Bed.
Tom.
You gotta grab my dick.
Fucking. You're no good at this shit. Offer rescinded. It's penis.
Canceled. Remember that?
Penis?
Remember that episode where they replaced the character of Phil with another guy and it didn't work very well and then he came back? That was weird. Remember that episode when that happened?
Yeah. I remember that. Tom Opat. That's who it was. That dude is a fucking penis.
No, I almost never say penis. Except for now. Today, I've said it like 2,000 times.
Usually, he calls it a, what do you mean?
I don't really have a normal word for it.
Junk? Just junk?
No, I never, my old, this one girlfriend I had used to call it junk, and not like, you know, ever.
She called it junk. It didn't work that well.
Well, the only time she would phrase it would be when, you know, oh, I hit him in the junk type of thing. And I never really liked that.
I like it. Because you know what's funnier than that? Well, which goes along with that, is when she got junk in the trunk, and I'm like, not yet. Fucking pretty soon, because I'm going to stick it in.
Johnny Knoxville said garbage. That's the first time I ever heard garbage. Garbage? I love that. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Right in the garbage? I don't know about that.
In the refuse.
In the garbage.
Yeah. I like that as a rebellious alternative to junk. You know, who else would
rebellious?
Say garbage?
Double yeah. Alliance? What? Vacuum Factory? 3DO? My penis?
Where could he be?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
That's it?
Bye, P.
Oh.
Bye, P. Bye, P.
Shit.
Do it! Fuck.
Oh, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Ah, shit.
No, we gotta go.
You gotta go?
Yeah, okay. We're not even having you on today.
Shit.
We'll put you on another time.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Xander Cook, ladies and gentlemen, Xander Cook.
Woo!
He's beating it. What's the question? Hurry up, please. We have to go.
What
we got
was
a sandwich in the grill.
Be sure to turn off your stove.
If you know what
euphemism,
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a sandwich grilling right now.
I was wondering about Phil's lisp in Popcast 18.
I also would like to know. I think he burnt his tongue on the Malta Goya.
No, that's not what it was. Okay, I was using my replacement 15-inch monitor at the time. It was putting out a whole lot of buzz, and my mic was picking it up. So when I EQ'd the shit, I accidentally turned on this fucking de-esser. Because I thought the
Nintendo
buzz would get absorbed into it. Yeah, that's what it was. But it removes the S sibilants from the fucking from the sound. So it made all my shit sound all lispy. Because I was trying to just minimize the buzz, because it was pretty bad. Maybe I can't even use this show. So I was trying all this EQ shit.
That was purely in post-production?
I was hoping for a more interesting story than that.
Yeah.
No, that's it.
I didn't
Please,
know you could
choose another story.
Could create a lisp. Wow.
Oh. Well, I was hitting on Brian.
All right. That's cool. I can dig it.
All right, well, we're out of here. This is fucking just gone over long.
Not talking to you anymore.
Yeah, this is it.
Overlong. Overlong. You know what's overlong?
What?
My penis.
It's all set up. I just had to plug it in, but I had to find where it was to actually plug it in.